Legacy Solutions. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. We get an outstanding broadcast lined up for you. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking to the publisher of a new magazine. It's called Garage Style Magazine. Can't wait to hear all about it. A little later on, we'll be joined by a representative of Mecum Auctions to tell us all about a couple of different happenings. An auction that occurred this past weekend in Minnesota, which was all about 50s cars. Back to the 50s, they had an event at this three-day event celebrating 50s vintage automobiles, and we'll also preview an upcoming event next weekend in Bloomington, Illinois, the Corvette Gold event, a Corvette-only auction, if you can imagine. It's the only Corvette-only auction in all of North America. And, of course, along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here it is. It's toll-free, so feel free. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Email a viable choice as well. It is bob@autoworldradio.com. Hey, when you get a chance, don't forget to check out my new website, boblongradio.com. And also, for those of you who are still worried about what to give Dad here on this Father's Day, well, we can help you out. The folks at California Car Cover Company, I think, are still manning the phones there and taking your orders. And if you mention my name, you can get a 15% discount, maybe get a gift certificate for Dad. And certainly we'll also be throwing out, as I mentioned, a trivia question or two, not only in this hour of the program, but in other hours as well. But right now, let's welcome Don Weberg, who is publisher of Garage Style Magazine. Don, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good, Bob. Thanks very much for having me on.
Let's begin by talking a little bit about your personal background. I understand you come from an automotive journalist background.
Yeah, that's right. I've been a car guy my whole life. I grew up in a car family and ended up following the journalism trail for newspapers and television production, and got an internship with Motor Trend, and it's just kind of taken off from there with freelancing and doing a lot of photography, et cetera.
That's wonderful. When were you at Motor Trend?
I've been thinking about that, and I'm trying to remember. It seems like it was late 99, early 2000 when I started my internship there. The editor at the time was C. Van Toon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw on your website there that you had interviewed him. I'm not sure how long ago that was, but I kind of lit up when I saw the in the list of people you've talked to, that he was on that list. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he certainly is, and he holds the distinction of being the longest editor-in-chief in the history of the Motor Trend magazine, more than 60 years of Motor Trend magazine, and Van held the corner office, I believe, for 9 years, which is a record among all of the editor-in-chiefs. And I also work for Motor Trend now, doing a radio show for them and doing some writing as well. But glad to hear that you're a Motor Trend alumnus. So you've done some time on Wilshire Boulevard, although now they have moved over to El Segundo. I'm based out of Boston, but have a new facility in El Segundo, and some of the editors are happy and some not so happy, but such is life.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard that they moved to El Segundo.
Yeah, no, that just happened in November, so it's still pretty fresh after all those years in the Peterson building there, right there on, as Dick Messer, the former director of the Peterson Automotive Museum, likes to call, and many people refer to it as the Miracle Mile there, right on the edge of Beverly Hills. So you started this magazine about 3 years ago, and many folks would say to themselves, this is not exactly prime time to be starting any kind of a business, but I was reminded by your publicist that Bill Gates actually started Microsoft during a recession, so he did pretty good.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, actually, a lot of if you look at the history of business, a lot of really great companies were started, you know, amid recessions. People get laid off, companies go out of business, so you have this whole pool of employees who end up losing their jobs, and it's, you know, it's never good to lose your job, but a lot of the creative blood, you know, gets flowing at that point, and ideas start forming, and the next thing you know, yeah, you get people like, you know, Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and a whole bunch of them.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about Garage Style magazine. I haven't had the pleasure of seeing it myself, but I understand it's all about all things garage and the people who own them. What kind of things would I find between the pages of Garage Style magazine?
Anything automotive is pretty much what it boils down to. You know, we started the magazine, as you said, 3 years ago. We started the company 3 years ago. We've been publishing for 2 years. We just put out our two-year anniversary issue. And, you know, 3 years ago, we weren't quite sure where it was going to go. Were we going to appeal to the DIY market? Or are we going to appeal to the, you know, the mass market collectors that you see on all the popular auction series? And as it turned out, we ended up gravitating to both of them. It turned out that a lot of our readers are from the auction circuit, but there's a few out there too who like the DIY angle as well. But no, what it is, it's all things automotive, but we center on the garage, and we try to take a look at various garages from around the world. We have some correspondents in Australia, England, and France who send us stuff from different parts of the world over there. And then, of course, we've got correspondents all over the country here. And we showcase everything from the really well-organized and well-kept two-car garage, which is, you know, kind of a staple American garage, all the way up to we just visited the Mullen Automotive Museum up in Oxnard, California. And he has just converted this massive warehouse, which used to belong to the publisher of the L.A. Times or former publisher of the L.A. Mm-hmm. Times, Chandler.
Otis Chandler.
Otis. Thank you. Yeah, and he, Mr. Mullen, has completely renovated the museum. It's a very Art Deco situation up there. It's really, really beautiful. And we just got through photographing that. So you can see kind of the breadth that we cover is, you know, like I said, everything from, you know, middle America car enthusiast who just had a two-car garage to work with, but he's done everything, you know, he or she can to make it, you know, his or her personal statement, all the way up to, you know, the 70,000, 100,000 square foot warehouses that these mega collectors own. And it's been a lot of fun.
That certainly sounds like a lot of fun, and it certainly sounds like you're out there filling a niche that in the past has not been filled. I believe there's no other publication in the world like yours.
Well, in the world, it wouldn't be fair to say that. There is one other one, and they've been on the scene for a couple of years before we were. They're out of Japan, of all places.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they beat us to the punch. I didn't even know about them. It tells you how much research I did on this project before we started it. It was an idea that I had actually freelancing after my internship with Motor Trend. You know, you get these editors who call you, say, I've got a guy in your area. He has a such-and-such car. Can you please go photograph it and write it? Sure, no problem. And you go there, and the guy's got this great garage. And, you know, you get to talking about, you know, where'd you get the floors? Where'd you get the lights? Where'd you get the tool cabinet? Where'd you get this? And, you know, then you go to some other guy who's got this great car, and the garage is horrible. You know, and you talk to him. Yeah, wouldn't you like to decorate your garage? Yeah, I'd love to. I just don't quite know where to get the stuff. And that's, you know, that was kind of the seed that started the tree, so to say. And it kind of grew from there. There was a niche that needed to be filled. And, you know, you see the advertisements in popular magazines for the flooring companies and for the cabinets and for whatever. And I don't know if they just don't see them because they're looking at a car magazine. They're not thinking about the garage. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I thought to myself, you know, guys love seeing other garages, and guys love sharing the garages. And, you know, Bob, I'll tell you the funniest thing for me, having started the magazine, was we got to a point to where it's like asking a kid, hey, do you want to see my room? It's great.
That's great. Hang with us, Don. We're just getting started. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight seems I always end up driving by.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from Concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We're back on this Father's Day. Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Auto World on great stations all across North America. We thank you so much for being here. And Don Weberg is with us, publisher of Garage Style Magazine. Don is a former automotive journalist. He's been publishing this magazine for 2 years. And He's been telling us all the topics that you'll find in Garage Style Magazine, everything from flooring, lifts, tools, car care stuff, doors, windows, heating, cooling, security, all kinds of coverage of Concours and auctions and lots of cool stuff. Let's talk a little bit about a growing niche area of the automotive hobby, and I understand that you cover it extensively, and that is automobilia, or for those who may not be familiar with that term, automobile memorabilia.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a huge growing interest. I know that you'll be interviewing somebody from the Mecum organization later on, and it's interesting to note that we've worked with Mr. Mecum on a few different story topics, and we're just getting started with a Petroliana and Automobilia only section for the magazine. And Mr. Mecum, hopefully, we haven't received final word yet, but we're hoping he'll be writing the very first article for that section. And it'll essentially discuss Automobilia and Petroliana as investment potential. You know, a lot of people collected the stuff over the years for decades, and they had no idea what they were doing. They were just enjoying it, and they were hanging it up or not hanging it up, just, you know, filing it away somewhere in the garage, only to turn out that they're sitting on, you know, a nest egg that could top $100,000 in some cases. It's absolutely amazing. So we're getting involved in that, which is a lot of fun. And, you know, I just think people need to know where to get this stuff. It's amazing how many people come up to me, where do I get this? Where do I get this? Where do I get this? And, you know, we had to learn this stuff real, real quick because, like you said, there wasn't really a resource out there to do this. So we had to sort of, you know, forge the territory. And it's been a lot of fun. And I hope we're filling the niche. We've got a lot of subscribers. We've had, I think somebody at Subscription Services told us we had something like an 87% renewal rate, which is
wow,
unheard of. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's been going pretty well. And I think that people like what they see. We get a lot of emails from people asking the same thing. Where have you been all my life? And they, you know, if that's not, you know, you get those emails and you think, okay, I'm doing my job. I'm doing something right. They like reading this stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That get those kind of emails and letters, people praising your publication, it must be very rewarding for you.
It is. It's also very humbling. You know, it's something, I mean, you know as well as I do, coming from your background, you've met a lot of, you know, big, powerful magazine people. And, you know, when you're the little fish and you just kind of start up a magazine and it, you know, it takes baby steps to get going, but it suddenly starts gaining speed. You know, it's really interesting to run into old editors and publishers who I've worked for in the past. And they either look at me and they hate me because I quit writing for them and I became competition, or they look at me and they smile and give me a wink. And I think, okay, that's good enough for me, you know?
That's great. And yeah, the wonderful thing about automobilia, and when we talk automobilia, it's anything from paintings and posters and metal
right,
signs and hood ornaments and you know, everything from gas pumps and oil cans and you name it, the whole it's an ever-growing hobby. It really is. And people who can't afford the cars sometimes, you know, get into this side of the hobby. And then, of course, there are many who can afford both, and so they've got both.
Right. Yeah, actually, one of the garages we photographed goes perfectly with what you just said. It was a gentleman up in Central California, and he really liked all the stuff. You know, he loved the hood ornaments and the steering wheels and, you know, all this crazy jazz that goes with cars that we love and, you know, women rolling their eyes at us thinking we're completely insane, which, of course, we are. But this guy, he was, I don't know, he's mid-50s, something like that. He'd been collecting this stuff forever. His first job in high school was working for a gas station. And, you know, he just collected all this stuff. And I hate to admit it, but even when I saw some of the stuff he had, you know, it was like, why would you collect all this stuff? It doesn't make sense. But, you know, it doesn't have to make sense to me or you or anybody else. It made sense to him. But the funny side of the story, some of the stuff he did collect did turn into something pretty valuable. And he ended up selling it off to a couple of major collectors in the Midwest. And he took that money and he started his business. So it's really, you know, it's really kind of interesting to see how people parlay this into something else, even though it's their passion. It's also, you know, a little bit of a form of security in a way.
Sure, absolutely. And another thing you should be congratulated upon is the fact that many Concours events have embraced your publication. Matter of fact, my buddy Bill Water down at the Amelia Island Concours gave out the magazine. So that is quite an honor indeed, Bill.
Yeah, it is. It is. It, you know, the Concours, it's funny, when we first started courting the Concours circle just to get to, you know, be in their circle and be in their, you know, their friendship radar, so to say, they would hear the title and you could hear the hesitation in their voice because the word garage, it you know, the French are the only ones that make that word roll off your tongue. Everybody else kind of, you know, we just had a garage, you know, and you hear it, garage style. What is this publication about? And I just got to a point, I tell you what, I'm just going to pop a couple in the mail and you decide if you like it. Terrific. If you don't, you know, you throw it away and you call me and, you know, you tell me never call you again, that'll be fine. And it's been tremendous. We get a call a couple days later or an email a couple days later. Hey, fabulous publication. The paper is super thick. This is something else. And they do. They really, really want it. And I'm really, really glad to be part of that. It really is an honor. I mean, I was projecting something 10 to 20 years. To really start to get the interest that we've already gotten at this point in 2 years. So it's been on fire, and it's up to Cindy, my publicist, and our designer, Carrie, just to kind of keep it going, keep it interesting, and it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, the Concours Circuit love us, and the people who receive it, I would say probably 8 out of 10, you know, once they get it, they just want to subscribe. They just want to keep getting it. And as a quarterly, we're always getting emails. Hey, when's the next one come out? Hey, yeah. When's the next one come out?
That's great, though. So
yeah,
it's a quarterly, and, you know, that for a lot of people, that's perfect. They get to kind of read it from cover to cover, and they don't kind of all pile up on you. How can folks subscribe to Garage Style Magazine? Is there a website or a telephone number you'd like to give out?
Yeah, they can go on to our website, which is garagestylemagazine.com. It's kind of long. And there is a phone number. I'm just off the top of my head, not real sure what it is. I'm going over here to a different part of the house here to see if I can't get that number for you. But garagestylemagazine.com is our website, and it has a lot of information. It's one of those websites we're working on.
Great. Well, when we come back on the other side, hopefully you'll come up with that number, and we'll continue our conversation. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Watt.
Looking for a cool gift idea for a recent graduate? And don't forget, Father's Day is just around the corner. I've got the solution. I'm Auto World's Bob Juan. Log on to calcarcover.com and check out all the cool gift ideas. Or give them a call at 800-423-5525 and request a free catalog. But now, here's the best part. Put in my name, Bob Juan, as a discount code, and you're going to receive 15% off your order. That's calcarcover.com. Discount code Bob Juan. Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from Concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit classicresto.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody, and happy Father's Day to everyone across North America. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we are chatting with Don Weberg, the publisher of Garage Style Magazine. And Don, I was just checking out your website. Very cool, GarageStyleMagazine.com. And folks can subscribe right there, or there's a number to call. Have you managed to come up with that number, Don?
I did, yeah. It's 800-999-9718. And for those old school people who like to write in everything, you can also send a subscription request to P.O. Box 18478, Anaheim, California, 92817.
Perfect. Today being Father's Day brings up some memories for folks and perhaps their father's garage or their grandfather's garage. Have you seen in your interviews in visiting some of these garages, have there been some tributes to family members?
Yeah, there often are. It's very true. You know, a lot of guys, they started out tinkering with cars. Maybe their dad was a car guy. You know, the tool chest is always a big one. You always see this big, brand-new, beautiful stainless steel toolbox filled with all the latest tools. And next to it, there's this Hulk. You know, and you kind of wonder, yeah, what's with Hulk? And they say, well, that was my dad's toolbox. And, you know, that's kind of cool. You see, you know, the tools are exactly as they are. They never use them, but, you know, that was dad's toolbox. So that's what they keep around. And a couple of gentlemen have old cars that used to belong to their dads. In fact, we got a couple of garages lined up next week, I think, to photograph. And both of them have old automobiles that used to belong to Dad or even Grandpa. That one's kind of cute. It's an Oldsmobile convertible, and all original. It's, you know, starting to show its wear, but you know they keep it exactly as it is because that's how Grandpa had it.
That's fantastic. And taking a look at some of the garages that you have over the last couple of years or so, is there any one particular theme that runs throughout the thread of people who take pride in putting together a really cool garage?
I think if I could pick on a couple, there's always a couple, and I think really it boils down to art on the walls and the Petroliana and the Automobilia, what we were talking about earlier, all the collectibles that come out of the automotive and gas or oil industry hobby. And you've always got some art on the wall reflecting whatever the person's interest is. And, you know, that's been kind of the fine line running the magazine is we cater to, you know, a Concours crowd, and then we also cater to a hot rod crowd, and we also cater to a biker crowd, and we also cater to, you know, a modern car crowd. And it was kind of funny because one of the arguments early on not to do this magazine was you can't please everyone. And it's really interesting, Bob, that so far so good. You know,
that's wonderful.
It doesn't matter if you like Auburns or you like, you know, 32 Fords. You find something in garage style that appeals to you.
That's fantastic. And I understand you have some big plans for the website in the expansion area.
Yeah, we do. The website has always kind of been our little albatross. I hate to say that, but it's just, you know, I'm not a techie guy, so I can't talk to techie people. And this one that we've got up now is probably the best one we've had so far. But Cindy, our publicist, has been coming up with some really great ideas and has some really great people she wants to try to bring in to help us make it a little more mainstream, a little more exciting. We have some video clips we want to put up there. And it'll be exciting. I just need to pull myself out of it and let the professionals do their thing and just sign the checks.
Sounds good. Well, Don, it's been a pleasure meeting you here on Auto World, and we look forward to getting you back down the road. And certainly I can't wait to check out Garage Style magazine myself. Don, thanks again for your time.
Oh, Bob, my pleasure. Thanks for having us on board.
He's Don Weberg, the publisher of Garage Style Magazine. You can check it out, as Don said, at garagestylemagazine.com. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll throw out a Corvette trivia question. We'll make it a relatively easy trivia question. This is one of the most famous Corvette pace cars of all time. It was painted silver and black, and it sold at the time over a list price. I mean, it was a highly sought after vehicle, and it wasn't long thereafter that, of course, it came a collectible, but a very famous Corvette pace car painted silver and black. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, we're going to talk about auctions. We're going to recap an auction that happened over this past weekend and look forward to an auction happening next weekend with Tom Chrisman, who is the marketing manager for the Mecum Auction Company. Hey there, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. But I got to tell you, listening to your show, I love Garage Style Magazine. I know the answer to your trivia question. Boy, I just love chatting with you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about the event that you were at over the weekend. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with a woman who was part of the Back to the 50s event in Minneapolis and in Minnesota, rather. But it was held at, where exactly was it held in Minnesota?
It's the Minnesota State Fair Park in St. Paul, and I was actually raised in Minneapolis, and as a little boy, I would ride my bicycle to the fair every fall, so I have very fond memories of it. But over the weekend, 12,000 street rods, an incredible event. We had a great two-day auction, and it was a car guy's heaven.
It sounds like it. And what type of vehicles went over the block there at that particular event?
Well, as usual, we always had a wonderful mix, but I did a little calculation, and 7 of the 10 top sellers were street rods, everything from a 32 roadster to some fat fender 39s and 40s cars. But the top seller was a 70 Chevelle LS6. So, muscle cars prevailed in the auction for high dollar, but, there was plenty of street rods available.
And next weekend is going to be very close to your heart because I know you've been involved with the Corvette hobby, and the folks at Mecum put on the only Corvette-only exclusive auction in the entire USA at the Bloomington Gold event. For some of our listeners who may not be familiar with Bloomington Gold, why don't we begin by telling a little about this particular event. I've never been there, Tom, so tell us all about it.
Well, Bob, I know you're kind of a Corvette nut, too, and it's really Corvette mecca. It's the first event was in 1973. I got to go to the first one in 1975, and it's the granddaddy of all Corvette events. It's been around for so many years. They've got the Bloomington Gold judging, and I'm proud to say I was a Bloomington Gold judge for over 10 years. They've got workshops. They have a swap meet. We of course have a great 2-day auction there. If you're a Corvette guy, it's a wonderful event. And if you're just a car nut, you can go out and have a good time. It's right at the Pheasant Run Resort. It's on the golf course. It's absolutely a beautiful setting, and it's a good time if you're in or around Chicago.
Absolutely, and I understand the venue that it's held at, the Pheasant Run Resort, is quite lovely indeed.
Very much so. In fact, one of these days I'd like to get over there and shoot around the golf. I wouldn't say I'm a golfer, but I like riding in the Carlton Harton and looking for my ball.
Well, there are lots of folks that are in that category. There's no question about that, Tom. And you can put me in that category as well. Tell us about this event coming up at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles, Illinois next weekend, the Bloomington Gold All Corvette Auction. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out about some of the special cars going over the block there, and then we'll preview what's coming up in August in Monterey. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World all across North America.
A day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom pit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know. Guess I should know.
We're back. We're live. Thanks for joining us here today. My name is Bob Long, and we are telling you all about the Back to the 50s event and the Mecum auction that was held there in Minnesota. And now we're focusing on the Bloomington Gold Auction coming up June 25th and 26th in St. Charles, Illinois. And I understand that there's going to be all kinds of Corvettes for every budget up for sale, Tom.
There truly is something for everything, Bob. You can go from, you know, reasonably priced $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 kind of C3s, C4s, up to, you know, the most incredible 67s, 65s, 63s. There's something for every budget, every pocketbook, and every taste.
And that's great. And I would imagine since Corvette has had a number of pace cars, including our trivia question out there, and a number of on anniversary editions, those are probably quite commonly sold at the auction as well.
Oh, very much so. In fact, I was just, if you scan our website, and you can search any number of ways on our website by car, by year, by make, by model, future auctions, past auctions. We have some of the 35th anniversary cars, 40th anniversary cars. We have some of the pace cars from all the various years. So there's just about one of everything there.
That's fantastic. And certainly when you look at the, like you say, the choices, there's something for everything, everybody. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money. As a matter of fact, you know, many folks who are just getting into the Corvette hobby can find, as you pointed out, some really affordable vehicles. But for those who want, you know, something extremely rare, I'm sure you've got a number of those lined up as well.
Oh, very much so. I was, you know, looking through the lineup, and a car that I've always had a real strong passion for is a 72 LT1 with air. And you don't run across too many of those. And we have a convertible version, and I think they only made, a couple hundred of those. And, you know, just a real neat piece coming along. But you'll see everything from the the infamous straight axle cars from 54, 5, 6, lots of groupings of those, 57, 62s, all great group of 63 to 7, so a nice batch overall.
Wonderful. And at the Bloomington Gold Auction, you're going to be showing off yet another Corvette, which is going to be going over the block at the big Monterey sale, the second time you guys have had a sale in Monterey during that incredible automobile week up there. And this is an extraordinarily rare machine.
Oh, it really is. You know, we've expanded our Monterey auction to 2 days, and we've got a car coming out there that is actually very special to me. It's a 1967 L88. And they only made 20 of those cars. There are about 14 of them accounted for. And this particular car back in the mid-80s was found after it had been raced in Canada by Wayne Walker, who then was the owner and founder of Zip Products. And I was pleased to be the vice president there. And I was there the day Wayne unloaded it off the trailer, looked it over, and we started gathering parts for it. And it's just an incredible machine. It has a phenomenal race history. Came with your with all of the log books and the original warranty book. And, boy, 67 L88, they just don't get any better than that.
Tom, did they ever make any automatic edition L88s, or were they all manual?
Well, in 67, all manual. But when you get into the 68s and 9s, they did make a few. Generally, those were built for drag racing. And, of course, instead of having to bang through four gears, you could just put that thing in drive, so to speak, and nail it and let the rest of the car do the shifting. And so there were a very small number, and I don't know the exact number, of L88 automatics that were produced.
Wow, so those extremely rare. As far as the rarest of all Corvettes, would they be the ZL1 Corvettes?
Well, probably so. They only made two of those, and there probably could be something more rare, but I don't know what. But as far as when you pack rare desirability and just the epitome of Corvette, a ZL1 would certainly be one. And ironically, Wayne Walker, who restored the 67 L88 that we'll have in Monterey, also restored the yellow ZL1. Which was actually found right in his hometown out in Richmond, Virginia. So those two cars actually shared a trailer, and I can say I actually took them to a couple shows at NCRS and had them receive the Duntoff Awards from Duntoff himself with those cars.
Wow, what a spectacular moment that must have been. Let's talk about the split-window Corvette. It is rumored that the seventh-generation Corvette may indeed go back to the split-window design. It's kind of funny in a way that the folks at Chevrolet, the folks designing the Corvette, only had the split-window for just 1 year. Was there any particular reason for that, Tom?
Well, the biggest thing was is visibility. It boiled down to, you know, Larry Shinoda was the designer then, and it certainly is a wonderful line when you look at it. But when it came down to practicality, it was a little tough to look outside that thing.
Yeah.
So by 1964, the split was gone. In fact, there are some people that actually would take the split window out of their car. And there were a few 63s floating around like that that had the 64 window put in because they wanted the greater visibility. And with the new one coming along, I've seen some renderings of what it might look like. And, gosh, it would be kind of fun to see a split window back again.
And nowadays, with all the modern backup cameras and other electronic aids, I don't think the visibility problem would be quite so bad as it was back in the 60s.
Probably not. And actually, there's a company in Ankeny, Iowa, that does a 63 split window version on a current chassis. And I've had the privilege of getting up close and seeing them. And they are killer looking. They are just stunning. If I had a little extra cash around, I'd have to be driving one.
Absolutely. As far as color combination, certainly when you go back to the early 90s, that the purple and yellow-wheeled Indy Corvette pace car is going to go down in Corvette history as being one of the more bizarre paint schemes I've ever seen. Have there been other ones that have been outrageous or as outrageous as that?
Well, you know, that's probably the wildest one of all. In fact, I remember getting to drive one to the old one year, and ironically, when you were coming down the road, people just wouldn't miss it. I mean, the purple car, the yellow graphics, the yellow wheels, the yellow seats. I mean, that car you just couldn't miss.
Not for the introvert, that car, definitely not.
I think the other ones have become a little tamer since then. Probably the purple-white combination is the closest, and most of the other ones have been some really wonderful paint schemes, graphics on, but that the purple and yellow really stands out.
Definitely. We'll keep that question out there just for a couple more moments. So far, no one has gotten it exactly right. We're looking for the year that this is the one that kind of set off the trend for vehicles selling over manufactured suggested retail price. It was a Corvette pace car painted silver over black, had a little red line defining the two-color paint schemes, a little red stripe, and certainly it was big news back then. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Whoever gets the answer to that question is going to pick up a chance to get in the running for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Tom, before we go any further, remind folks about your TV show and also all the cool things that folks can find online at Mecum.com.
Oh gosh, you know, we've got so much going on this year. It's been, you know, the auction world is great. The market is very strong for both buyers and sellers. And, you know, we've got our Bloomington Gold Auction. A couple weeks after that, we'll be in Iowa. And of course, Monterey and St. Charles, Illinois again for our fall premiere. And our TV show, most of our auctions are broadcast live on HD Theater, which is a Discovery Channel. And you can just go to our website and you can see the TV listings. Or if you don't have HD Theater, which is one of the normally a premium channel, you can just log into Mecum. You can watch us online.
Wonderful. We'll have great fun at the Bloomington Gold Corvette Auction coming up the 25th and 26th of June in Illinois. Tom Chrisman from Mecum Auctions, thanks for being a part of Auto World.
Oh, thanks, Bob. We got to get you out to Bloomington soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Tom. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.